Please be seated. I would like to begin just with two simple thoughts. All of you, I assume, knew Christina much more than I did. And so you can apply what you hear to her life as an example and also to her humanity as a sign in this world that there are many beautiful and wonderful things done by people who have been injured by others and by themselves. Because Christ does not seek perfect followers, but sincere ones. And there is always something to be rescued from the things that have hurt us so that we can offer help and healing to others. There are two thoughts that I would like to focus on. One, the early Christians said that life is very fair. And although we may recoil at this today, they explain themselves in this way. The goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. Often in our society, we confuse things. We confuse intimacy with proximity. We confuse accomplishment with character. And we confuse many things, so much so that we can forget our very selves. There is one thing to attain success in your job, in your life, in your research. It is a whole other thing to achieve Christian success. If you looked at the life of Jesus at the end of his life, you say this man is a total failure. His disciples, he only had 12 of them. One of them hung himself on the cross, committed suicide. The other ones ran away, and John was the only one that was left. All the people that he cured, ministered, and preached to, and by his life showed a good example to, are gone. There is no one to render aid or comfort at this hour. But in God's eyes, he is a success. So this brings me to the second point. We should look at people like grandparents look at their grandchildren. It is a saying that parents underestimate their children and overestimate their grandchildren. Often when I would visit, I would look at the refrigerator, like this icon screen. Grandparents would have drawings, pictures of their children, maybe short letters, and I thought these people had graduated from the best university of the United States, but they were only 6 years old, and their drawings were not really adequate. In fact, I couldn't tell what they were, but the grandparents could. Because love looks at people much differently than people who don't know them. And so I like to think that God is like a grandfather, up in heaven, seeing us stumble and fall and trip, say the wrong things, trying to accomplish so many good things. And often, from time to time in some lives, thinking that they have failed when they didn't, when they loved generously, when they forgave early and often, when they fought for the freedom to be a child of God and not bound to the evil that so easily envelops us. We try to recycle love and forgiveness, not evil. When the seatbelt was first invented, it was a concept based on the concept of two accidents. When a car hits something, that's the first accident. When the person hits the parts of the car, that's the second accident. And that's the accident the seatbelt was meant to prevent, that second accident. So when we say things that hurt us, when we recycle evil, when we recycle the bad things that are said about us so much so that we begin to believe them, this is the slavery of what that Jesus spoke of and why he repeated so often, you should forgive your brother and sister 70 times 7. Because it is your freedom you are fighting for and the possibility of the new life of your neighbor. Perhaps Christina was like this to you when she forgave you, when she gave an opportunity for a relationship to rise and for freedom to be in the human heart, when she recycled goodness, not the evil that was set against her. These small victories are what make life better. It is when we do not recycle the pain and the evil that is set about us that we are set free. And it is this way, like one author said, when you don't forgive, it's like having poison ingested in your body and expecting the other person to die. So in her honor, and in the honor of her many successes in the spiritual life that God alone knows as a grandfather, and he saw her fall, he saw her rise, he saw her struggle, he saw her struggle against the many words perhaps that were said against us. You're not good, you're a loser, you can't make it, you're a hypocrite, and this and that. These are the kinds of analyses of life that bring no cure. You would never want a doctor to overanalyze you and never give you medicine. You would love someone to tell you the truth and help you with your despair or your weakness and share your joy and happiness as well. We thank God for Christina's life that enriched your life. And may you take inspiration from the good that she did. And may you also take inspiration from her failures. Never let perfection be the enemy of the good that you can do. And many, many wonderful things in this life are done by people who have been hurt, even by themselves. But they have the love in their heart that say, even though I am wounded, like Christ on the cross, I will continue to do good. Don't burn down the whole house. Even if you can rescue one room, one part of the house, the temptation is always, I've done something wrong, I believe all the things, bad things people say about me, and then to give up. Be strong. Love is stronger than death, and the many deaths that we face in our life, from which we need to rise and to show, just like Christ, I am a wounded healer, but look how much good I can still do. And the grandfather in heaven will say, they don't know how to paint, they can't even walk, but God, I love them. I love them like my own heart. And this is the way I think we should look at one another, as God looks at us, his grandchild, who is trying so hard, sometimes succeeding, sometimes failing, but never giving up, because love motivates them to do the best on this journey towards heaven. God bless you. Slava Iisusu Hristu.